Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Love More, Fight Less by Gina Sinaragi, PhD, CPC is a practical relationship workbook focused on communication skills for couples. Written by a Gottman-certified relationship coach with a background in couples therapy, the book reframes conflict as a normal and potentially useful part of intimate partnership rather than a sign that something is wrong. Its purpose is not to eliminate disagreements, but to help partners change how they engage them, so hard moments become opportunities for collaboration, repair, and deeper understanding. Structured as a hands-on guide, it offers exercises and activities that couples can do together to build self-awareness, reduce emotional reactivity, and communicate with more clarity and care. It is positioned for a broad range of relationships and does not assume a single model of partnership, making it relevant for diverse couples. Overall, the workbook aims to help partners rebuild trust, address recurring problems, and strengthen intimacy through more connected communication. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing conflict as collaboration and connection. A central idea in Love More, Fight Less is that lasting relationships are not defined by the absence of conflict. They are shaped by how couples respond when tension appears. Instead of treating arguments as proof of incompatibility, the book encourages partners to view conflict as information, a signal that something important needs attention, understanding, or care. This mindset shift matters because it reduces the tendency to approach difficult conversations like a courtroom where one person must win and the other must lose. Sinaragi frames healthier conflict as a shared problem-solving process where both partners are on the same side trying to understand what is happening between them. The workbook format supports this approach by offering structured prompts and activities that slow conversations down and make room for reflection. When couples practice seeing conflict as a moment to work together, they are more likely to stay curious, listen for meaning, and pursue outcomes that protect the relationship rather than score points. Over time, this reframe can reduce fear around disagreement and build confidence that the partnership can handle hard topics without escalating into disconnection. Secondly, interrupting emotional reactivity and changing patterns. The book emphasizes that many recurring fights are less about the specific topic and more about predictable emotional patterns. When partners feel threatened, misunderstood, or criticized, they often react quickly, sometimes shutting down, blaming, or escalating. Love More, Fight Less focuses on helping couples notice these moments earlier and create space between feeling and responding. The goal is not to suppress emotion, but to become more skillful with it, so communication remains possible even when feelings run high. Sinaragi provides exercises designed to build self-awareness and identify triggers, so each partner can recognize what sets off defensiveness or withdrawal. The workbook also highlights the importance of distinguishing thoughts from feelings, since assumptions and interpretations can intensify conflict when they are treated as facts. By practicing interruption of reactivity, couples can shift from automatic responses to intentional choices, such as pausing, clarifying, and returning to the underlying need. This kind of pattern work is especially useful because it applies across many topics. Meaning progress in emotional regulation can improve conversations about everything from daily stress to long-standing relational wounds. Thirdly, communication skills that reduce judgment and increase clarity. Love More, Fight Less centers on practical communication skills that help partners speak and listen in ways that invite connection. A recurring theme is reducing judgment both toward the partner and toward oneself, because judgment tends to shut down vulnerability and make people guard their words. The book encourages couples to communicate with more precision and care, so the other person can actually respond to what is being said rather than reacting to blame or global criticism. Because it is a workbook, the emphasis is on practicing, not just understanding concepts intellectually. Partners are guided to explore how they phrase complaints, how they bring up sensitive subjects, and how they ask for what they need without making the other person the villain. Another key element is learning to separate observations from interpretations and to name emotions and needs clearly. This improves the chances that a conversation stays grounded in reality rather than spiraling into mind reading or character attacks. Over time, these skills support a more respectful tone, fewer misunderstandings, and a stronger sense that both partners can be honest without fear of being punished for it. Fourthly, repair. Rebuilding trust and addressing past hurts. Beyond day-to-day communication, the book addresses what couples do after things go wrong. Love More, Fight Less positions repair as a core relationship skill, not an optional extra. Many couples get stuck not only because they argue, but because they lack reliable ways to come back together afterward. Sinaragi focuses on tools that help partners acknowledge impact, take responsibility for missteps, and rebuild connection without minimizing what happened. This includes the idea of accountability paired with compassion, so repair does not become either self-punishment or defensiveness. When partners can name what they regret, validate the other person's experience, and make a concrete plan to do better, trust becomes something that can be actively restored rather than passively hoped for. The workbook approach also supports couples in identifying the kinds of injuries that keep resurfacing and exploring what each person needs in order to feel safe and respected. Again, by treating repair as learnable and repeatable, the book offers a pathway for couples who feel discouraged by recurring ruptures, helping them build confidence that conflict does not have to create lasting damage. Lastly, applying skills to common relationship pressure points, a notable feature of Love More, Fight Less is its focus on using communication skills in the specific situations couples commonly struggle with, rather than offering advice that stays abstract. The workbook is designed to help partners practice across real-life categories that tend to produce conflict and misunderstanding, such as intimacy, career stress, finances, and family dynamics. This matters because even couples with generally good communication can become reactive when a topic hits a sensitive spot, like money fears, mismatched desire, or boundaries with relatives. Senarigi organizes skill building so couples can connect the tool to the moment it is needed, making it easier to apply under pressure. The book also presents itself as inclusive of different kinds of couples and relationship structures, aiming to make the exercises usable without assuming a single norm for who partners are or how they organize their lives. By working through common pitfalls with structured activities, couples can move from vague frustration to clearer agreements, better boundaries, and more empathy for each other's experience. The result is a toolkit that supports both everyday harmony and resilience during high-stress seasons. In conclusion, Love More, Fight Less is best suited for couples who want concrete ways to communicate better, especially those who feel stuck in repetitive arguments or who want to strengthen a good relationship before problems escalate. Because it is a workbook, it works well for partners willing to practice skills together and reflect on their own contributions to conflict patterns. Readers can expect practical benefits such as improved self-awareness, fewer reactive spirals, clearer requests, and stronger repair after disagreements. The focus on compassion alongside accountability can also help couples address missteps without collapsing into shame or defensiveness, which is often where productive conversations derail. Compared with many relationship books that are primarily explanatory, this one stands out for its activity-driven structure and its emphasis on applying skills across a range of real-world scenarios, from emotional intimacy to finances and family stress. It also distinguishes itself by aiming to be broadly relevant to diverse couples rather than assuming a single model of partnership for couples who want a realistic, skills-based approach that treats conflict as workable and connection as something you can actively build. This workbook offers a clear, supportive path forward. If you would like to support Gina Senarigi, PhD, CPC, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.